Welcome to the Mythical Podcast, the place where ancient legends and mythical creatures come to life. I'm your host, and I invite you to embark on a journey through the captivating realm of mythology, where stories of gods, monsters, and heroes await your discovery. This isn't just a podcast, it's a gateway to the fantastical, a window into the past, and an exploration of the human imagination's boundless creativity. In this episode of the Mythical Podcast, we are about to embark on a mesmerizing odyssey into the depths of Norse mythology, where we shall unveil the riveting tale of Fenrir, the monstrous wolf. Fenrir's story is one that has captivated the hearts and minds of generations, leaving an indelible mark on the annals of mythological history. Prepare to be enthralled as we traverse through the intricate layers of this myth, tracing its roots, deciphering its cultural significance, and analyzing its modern legacy. This is not just a story, it's an adventure into the very essence of mythology itself. Our story unfolds in the ancient wilderness of Scandinavia, where the bitter winds howl through dense forests and rugged mountains. In these unforgiving lands, there existed a creature so terrifying, so monstrous, that it struck terror into the hearts of both gods and mortals alike. This creature was none other than Fenrir, a colossal wolf whose very presence sent shivers down the spines of those who dared to speak his name. The atmosphere was thick with a palpable sense of unease whenever Fenrir roamed these lands. His fur, as dark as the abyss, absorbed the feeble light of the sun, rendering his hide nearly invisible against the shadowy landscape. His eyes, like smoldering coals, glowed with an unholy crimson, a haunting beacon of malevolence that pierced the darkest of nights. The tale of Fenrir's origin is both intriguing and ominous. He was born of the god Loki, the master of cunning and trickery, and the giantess Angerboda. From the moment of his birth, it was evident that Fenrir was destined for darkness. As he grew, so did his insatiable hunger, his ever-expanding size serving as a testament to his insatiable appetite for destruction. Yet it wasn't just Fenrir's physical prowess that struck fear into the hearts of the Norse gods. It was the haunting prophecy whispered by the Seeress, a prophecy that foretold Fenrir's pivotal role in Ragnarok, the apocalyptic battle between the gods and the forces of chaos. In this cataclysmic event, Fenrir was destined to break free from his chains, wreak havoc upon the world, and ultimately consume Odin, the king of the gods, in a final act of cosmic upheaval. Now that we have immersed ourselves in the chilling atmosphere of Fenrir's legend, let us delve further into the enigmatic being known as Fenrir. Standing as a looming colossus, he towered over the tallest trees of the ancient forests. His aura exuded malevolence, and his very presence seemed to bend the fabric of reality. He was, in every sense, a creature beyond the ordinary. Fenrir's appetite was legendary, with tales telling of his insatiable hunger. He was said to devour anything in his path, from livestock to humans, with an unquenchable voracity that knew no bounds. His ceaseless growth only added to his terrifying presence, and it was believed that he could devour the sun itself, plunging the world into eternal darkness. Yet, amidst the terror and foreboding that Fenrir represented, there was an undeniable fascination. His immense power and the impending role he played in Ragnarok left an indelible mark on Norse mythology. This creature's legacy continued to captivate the imagination and curiosity of those who encountered his tale. And so, dear listeners, prepare to accompany us on a journey through the shadows of Norse mythology as we unveil the origins, myths, and cultural significance of Fenrir, the monstrous wolf. To truly grasp the essence of Fenrir's myth, we must travel back to the heart of Norse mythology. The earliest whispers of Fenrir's name can be traced to the Prose Edda, a collection of medieval Icelandic texts compiled by the renowned scholar Snorri Sturluson in the 13th century. However, the roots of Fenrir's legend extend much deeper, drawing from the rich tapestry of oral traditions that thrived during the Viking Age. In these ancient tales, Fenrir was depicted as a symbol of the untamed wilderness and the primal chaos that lurked beyond the realms of civilization. For the Norse people, who inhabited the harsh and unforgiving landscapes of the north, Fenrir represented the unpredictable forces of nature that they had to contend with daily. Among the many tales that revolve around Fenrir, one stands out in particular: The Binding of the Monstrous Wolf. Fearing the dire prophecy of Ragnarok, the gods sought to restrain Fenrir's unrestrained might. They presented him with a series of unbreakable chains forged by the most skilled artisans in the cosmos. First, they offered him chains made of iron, but with a single flex of his titanic muscles, Fenrir shattered them. Then, they crafted chains of stone, but they fared no better than their iron counterparts. Finally, the gods turned to the dwarves, masters of metallurgy and magic, who fashioned a ribbon-like chain known as Gleipnir. This deceptively delicate ribbon was crafted from the most elusive elements of the natural world, including the sound of a cat's footfall, the roots of mountains, the breath of fish, the beard of a woman, and the spittle of a bird. With Gleipnir in their hands, the gods approached Fenrir once more, presenting him with the ribbon. Intrigued by the challenge, Fenrir agreed to be bound by this seemingly fragile chain. As the gods secured Gleipnir around him, something miraculous happened. No matter how much he struggled, Fenrir could not break free. The delicate ribbon held him fast, a testament to the power of cunning and magic over brute force. As Fenrir remained bound by Gleipnir, his monstrous howls echoed across the cosmos, causing earthquakes and tsunamis and shaking the very foundations of the world. The gods knew that they had only delayed the inevitable, for Fenrir would one day break free, marking the onset of Ragnarok, the ultimate confrontation between gods and chaos. The story of Fenrir's binding is a tapestry woven with themes of destiny, free will, and the inexorable march of time. It serves as a profound reflection on the human struggle to control or suppress the untamed forces of the natural world and the consequences of attempting to manipulate fate. In the intricate web of Norse symbolism, Fenrir assumed the role of a harbinger of chaos and destruction, representing the ever-present threat that loomed over the lives of the Norse people. This monstrous wolf was more than just a creature. He embodied the wild and untamed aspects of nature, as well as the darker facets of human existence, including betrayal and deceit. For some, Fenrir represented the inexorable march of fate, a reminder that even the gods themselves were not immune to the forces of destruction and renewal. In this sense, Fenrir's role in Ragnarok was seen as an essential step in the cosmic cycle of creation and destruction that defined the very fabric of the Norse universe. While Fenrir's legend is profoundly rooted in Norse mythology, echoes of his tale can be found in other cultures' myths and legends. The concept of a monstrous wolf as a harbinger of chaos and devastation is not unique to the North. In the folklore of the Native American Navajo people, for instance, there exists a creature known as the Yaitso. This colossal, man-eating, wolf-like being terrorized the land, mirroring the Norse fear of such creatures. These shared fears suggest a universal human fascination with the concept of menacing wolf-like entities. Fenrir's ominous presence has transcended the boundaries of time, resurging in various forms of art, literature, and media. From J.R.R. Tolkien's literary masterpiece, The Lord of the Rings, with its own monstrous wolf-like creatures, to contemporary fantasy novels and video games, Fenrir's legacy persists. In the realm of pop culture, you may have encountered Fenrir in the guise of Fenrir Greyback, the infamous werewolf in the Harry Potter series penned by J.K. Rowling. His name, an homage to the monstrous wolf of Norse mythology, further cements Fenrir's place in modern storytelling. So why does the legend of Fenrir continue to exert its magnetic pull on our imaginations? It does so because Fenrir embodies the eternal struggle between order and chaos, fate and free will, a conflict that resonates with the human experience. His legacy reminds us that even in the face of inevitable doom, there is courage to be found in confronting the unknown. Fenrir's story serves as a timeless reminder that we must confront our fears, whether they manifest as giant wolves or the uncertainties of life itself. In understanding these fears, we discover the strength to face the challenges that lie ahead. Fenrir, the monstrous wolf, is more than just a myth. He is a mirror reflecting our deepest fears and our unwavering determination to overcome them. As we draw the curtain on this odyssey through the depths of Norse mythology and the legend of Fenrir, we find ourselves immersed in profound reflections on the human condition. Fenrir's tale reminds us that, in the heart of chaos, there exists a spark of resilience that can illuminate even the darkest of paths. The legacy of Fenrir challenges us to embrace the unknown and confront our deepest fears. It prompts us to question the boundaries of fate and free will, reminding us that it is in the face of adversity that we discover our true strength. As we bid farewell to Fenrir's tale, let us remember that in the darkest of legends, there is always a glimmer of hope. In this expansive episode, we embarked on a mesmerizing odyssey into the world of Fenrir, the monstrous wolf of Norse mythology. We unraveled its mythological origins, delved into key stories, and explored its cultural significance. We witnessed how Fenrir's legacy continues to captivate modern imagination, leaving an indelible mark on our collective consciousness. As we conclude this epic episode, remember that new adventures in the world of mythology await you with each new installment of the Mythical Podcast. We are committed to providing you with captivating content that will transport you to the realms of myth and legend. Our heartfelt thanks go out to all our listeners for joining us on this extraordinary journey through the world of Fenrir. Your support fuels our passion for uncovering the timeless mysteries of mythology. Until our next encounter with legendary creatures and tales, keep exploring, keep imagining, and keep believing in the enchanting power of myth.